Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in for Sasha Pfeiffer. The prospective new owner of the Boston Globe paid a pretty long visit to the newspaper today to talk with employees. Red Sox owner John Henry sealed the deal over the weekend, beating out several other bidders to buy the Globe from the New York Times Company. WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch, joins us now with the latest. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Sharon.
So you were at the Globe today for several hours while John Henry was inside. What did you find out about what he did while he was there?
Well, I wasn't allowed inside. I had to wait outside right by the visitor parking spot where John Henry pulled his Porsche into this morning. Uh-huh. And apparently he did act more like a visitor inside than the big new boss. A few folks in the building told me that he looked in on a news meeting, but he didn't, you know, address the staff. He spent a lot of time walking around, introducing himself to people, shaking hands. I did not hear whether he crossed paths with Dan Shaughnessy, the sports reporter, the old hand who's covered and criticized the Red Sox through a lot of ups and downs. At least one reporter there asked for an interview, but he didn't give one.
So what was a staff impression of John Henry?
Well, he was pretty well received. He seemed to be mainly in listening mode. He apparently said the right sorts of things about being interested in the Globe, both as a business, but also as a civic organization. And he was inside for about 5 hours. So that was a good amount of time to go around and meet with all the different groups, not just reporters and editors, but the people who publish and print and take out the paper. So when he left today, his wife, Linda Pizzuti, was with him, but he declined to comment, saying it's a little early.
Well, speaking of it being early, several other bidders who sought to buy the Globe have spoken out saying that their bids were stronger than Henry's and even more money in some cases. So why did his bid win out in the end?
Yeah, well, the New York Times Company says that it chose John Henry's bid for a number of reasons, for its dollar value, for one, but also the fact that it's a cash deal and that he's just one owner. If you think about it, if you're selling your house, you might want to get as much money as possible, but maybe it's easier to just deal with one buyer with a check in hand rather than a group of people who also have to go to the bank. Now, one of those higher bids apparently was a cash deal, but it did involve multiple people.
Right.
The other thing that seems likely is that the New York Times, as a newspaper company, does, you know, put value on its reputation. It doesn't want to go down as the newspaper that sold the Globe to the wrong person who ruined it.
Is there any chance that the John Henry deal could still fall through?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's until it's in the books, it could fail a number of ways. Either side could back out of the deal. But the bigger threat really is the shareholders of the New York Times Company. They could say no to this deal. They could say, hey, we know you have your reasons, but we want to go with those higher offers. And they might see this $250 million sale of the Washington Post today and say, wait a second, you know, maybe there's some other internet billionaires like Jeff Bezos out there. Maybe they want to buy the Boston Globe. Haven't heard any talk like that from shareholders, but as John Henry said, it's a little early.
Thanks, Kurt.
You got it.
WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch.